This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Saturday, April 30th, 2022. I'm Caleb Brown. There are steps that the Biden administration could take to make oil production easier and ease prices at the pump. The administration appears loath to take some of those steps. Cato's Gabriella Beaumont-Smith details one vital input for oil and gas production that costs more than it should. And yes, that's the government's fault.
Joe Biden would like to bring down gas prices. It's caused him quite a bit of political pain. So I guess, first of all, why are gas prices so high?
Gas prices are high at the moment because of pretty simple economics, supply and demand. Demand is very high and the supply isn't really there to meet the demand. President Biden has asked oil and gas companies to increase production by drilling more. These companies are not willing to do that because they're not sure that they'll see a return on their investment.
So what has Joe Biden asked gas companies to do?
So I understand that the administration has increased permits to drill on federal lands to incentivize these oil and gas companies to drill more so that more oil and gas can enter the market. There will be more supply to meet this increased demand. Those petitions and that access to the federal land just isn't enough to convince these companies to drill more and get more gas, oil and gas out into the market.
So what else contributes to the return and investment decisions that oil companies might make?
Well, one big part of the investment decision process is production costs. Production costs are very high for numerous reasons. One reason that is quite a big deal is anti-dumping and countervailing duties on a vital input for oil and gas drilling. And that input is oil country tubular goods, or OCTG is a little easier to say. And there have been duties imposed on these products for a while now, and the Commerce Department just announced a new round of duties on a seventh trading partner. And these duties are really high. Some of them reach over 100%. And it's increasing these companies' production costs to import those products. But also, the U.S. is the largest oil producer in the world, and the domestic industry simply cannot provide enough OCTG, and therefore the oil and gas companies are needing to import these goods to meet the demand to produce enough oil to get onto the market.
What is the technical rationale? Why have these duties on goods that would allow companies to increase domestic production?
That's a great question. So we can look at the law that allows them to impose these duties, which is the anti-dumping and countervailing duty law. Anti-dumping is a law that prevents imports being sold at less than fair value. And then countervailing is to mitigate the effects of imports that have been subsidized by foreign governments. Basically, the idea is that if these imports are being sold at a price lower than the domestic industry can provide, that's anti-competitive. That's not necessarily the case. Some of the basis for these laws is questionable. Anti-dumping especially basically targets international price discrimination. And there's a lot of good reasons why a exporting country would charge a lower price to the U.S. market. And one of those reasons is that business is charging their U.S. customers wholesale prices, much like you see at like a Sam's Club or a Costco. So it's really just a matter of special interests lobbying the government to get import protection. And that's definitely a bad thing for U.S. oil and gas companies that are needing these imports to meet their drilling needs.
The Biden administration, even though there are a lot of tools that a president has that have been delegated to the president by Congress over decades, over trade and other issues, he seems unwilling to get rid of tariffs, even in areas where he publicly states that he believes that these are important things to do. So what might be Congress's role here in making it easier for U.S. producers of oil and gas to produce oil and gas?
I think Congress could do a few things. One, Congress could simply write legislation that would remove the Section 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum. And then Congress could also write legislation amending the anti-dumping and countervailing duty laws to basically help the agencies consider the broader public interest impact of these duties, because they do make things more expensive for people. And at the moment, the agencies are not allowed to consider that impact. So I think that would be a very important amendment to the law that would make it a lot harder to have anti-dumping and countervailing duties imposed.
Gabriella Beaumont-Smith is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and give a rating to the Cato Daily Podcast on your podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.